Our first case this morning is number 21-2159, CAP Export LLC versus Zionist Inc. Mr. Wolf.
Matthew Wolf of Arnold and Porter for Appellant Zionist. May it please the court. This appeal turns on one question and one question only. Must a reasonable jury have concluded that the Mersenne bed had a footboard and longitudinal bar with the claimed connectors? The answer is plainly no. The only direct evidence as to the area in question, the two potentially claimed connectors, the only evidence of that was a photograph. And the only witnesses to testify as to what that photograph showed were brought by appellants in this case, Ms. Hunting and Mr. Lee. And each of them testified that that photograph most likely depicted a hole, not either of the two claimed connectors.
Okay, so let's assume for the moment that that were the case.
Yes, Your Honor.
Why doesn't that satisfy the connected claim limitation connected by putting the member into a hole?
Your Honor,
my recollection is that was an argument that was made in the district court.
Your Honor, so first of all, if we look at from the longitudinal bar, there would literally be nothing there if it was just plugged into a hole. So there would be no connector or no equivalent to a connector. It would just be the bar with nothing on the end. And I think
fit into a hole.
Yeah, but they're specifically called out a second and a fourth connector. The second connector is at the end of the longitudinal bar, and if the witnesses are correct, there is literally nothing at the end of the longitudinal bar. Now, of course, they're free to make an equivalence argument in the context of an obviousness case.
I'm not sure that I understand it. Why isn't putting the member into a hole achieving a connection? Wouldn't that achieve a connection?
Your Honor, that may be achieving a connection, but that's not what the claim calls for. The claim calls for a second and a fourth connector, separate and apart, in addition to, on the one hand, the longitudinal bar, on the other hand, the headboard. So there's got to be additional structure for purposes of literal infringement on the one hand and anticipation on the other. And there's no structure whatsoever if the witnesses are credited.
Where does it say there has to be additional structure?
Your Honor, it is a footboard with a fourth connector, wherein the first connector is adapted to the third connector, wherein the second connector is adapted to attach to the fourth connector. So there are specific connectors called out with regard to the footboard, and wherein the longitudinal bar and the footboard inside the compartment of the headboard, those are separate structures. So there's a footboard called out, there's a longitudinal bar called out, there's a connector at the end of the longitudinal bar called out, and there's a connector attached to the footboard called out. If you have a hole, that's not a connector, that's just a hole. And more clearly even than that, is if all you have is a longitudinal bar, there is no connector, in this case the fourth connector, attached to the longitudinal bar. At least, Your Honor, that seems to be the plain reading of the claims.
And this is the argument you made in the district court. This argument was not raised by the other side here, but it's the argument, and it wasn't ruled on by the district court.
No, Your Honor, the district court relied exclusively on the fusion assembly instructions, and if the fusion assembly instructions apply to the Mersenne bed, if that accurately depicted the footboard and the longitudinal bar, then there would be anticipation as to those limitations. So based on the avenue the district court took to find anticipation, it never came up in its opinion.
But and the argument was raised.
It was, Your Honor, at some point. You know, I was not trial counsel, but obviously I have the record in front of me. It was raised, but it was not the basis of any decision that I'm aware of. It was not decided that the alternative theory that if a bar, actually I don't think it was phrased in these terms, that if it was simply a bar put into a hole, that would satisfy the claim for 102 purposes. Certainly made for 103 purposes, but that's, of course, not what we're talking about here. And I want to focus on the witnesses for a second. Ms. Hunting and Mr. Lee said, after years of experience, I look at this picture, the picture at 8434, and I see a hole. I don't see a connector on either side. Now, under ordinary circumstances, you would have expected appellees to come to put forward their evidence and say, no, we see a connector here, we see a connector there, look at this shadow, look at this indentation, look at this bulge, and that would show a connector.
Well, I'm not sure that the witness's testimony about how to interpret a photograph is particularly relevant. I mean, the question is, if there were a jury trial, the jury would just interpret the photograph itself.
Your Honor, respectfully, I am not one. I'm talking about me personally. I can't tell a hole in a bed from a hole in the wall. So
what's the expertise of these witnesses to interpret photographs?
Well, for example, Ms. Hunting testified that if the Mersin bed had the hooks, so it was a shape, it was kind of a omega-shaped connector depicted in the fusion instructions. If there was such a structure in the Mersin bed, you would have expected to see the fabric bulge out, right? Which makes sense. If you put metal underneath fabric and nail it down, you'd expect to see some evidence from the fabric that there's metal either underneath it or on top of it. Now, you may say that's obvious, that we can all look at that and see it. Well, if that's true, I look at it and I don't see any bulge to the east or west, left or right, and so that. But I'm not one that's been in the industry for 15 years. But the point I'm trying to raise, Your Honor, is we have two witnesses that come forward and say what I think is apparent from the photo. But again, I'm not an expert. I'm not a witness. We don't see any evidence of connectors. We see evidence of a hole.
I'm sorry. In order for you to say that the district court jumped the gun,
yes,
and saying no triable issue, do you really need those witnesses as opposed to saying if all we have is the photograph, you just can't tell?
100% right, Your Honor. We do not need to make that. I'm just pointing out the interesting, and these are kind of inferences I would draw if I were in front of a jury. If I were at closing argument and we put witnesses on the stand that said, no, there was a hole, and they didn't put any witness saying it was a connector, not a hole, I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, you can infer that they don't have anybody that can say there's a hole. But to your point, the more fundamental issue is the district court found the limitations at issue based on the fusion instructions. There is no witness, there is no evidence that the fusion instructions, at least in relevant part, or at all, frankly, apply to the Mersin bed.
Isn't there some evidence in the form of testimony from someone who said that they talked about the relevant code being PC001C, that code meaning that it was a bed in a box, and now the instructions don't say bed in the box, but there's something that suggests maybe the fusion is a bed in a box? There's some circumstantial evidence. Right?
An important question, Your Honor.
Is Ms. Lee's testimony?
Ms. Tan. An important issue, Your Honor. So Ms. Tan sat in Singapore for deposition for appellants. Appellees weren't there. That was the decision they made, appellees trial counsel. So they had her alone.
I'm sorry, appellants could have been there.
They could have been there. I'm not suggesting there was anything wrong. Okay. I'm just saying there was nothing obstructing the appellant from asking the questions I'm about to pose that
you
they could have asked.
You said something in your brief about how appellees counsel had to be in the United States when this was taking place in Singapore, suggesting that maybe it was a little bit pulling a fast one.
It was sharp practice, but not an appealable issue, Your Honor. I'm not suggesting that should determine your decision-making. It was frustrating, but it was not something that litigators haven't seen before. Ms. Tan was there. They never asked her about the fusion at all. If you search her deposition transcript, you will not find the word fusion. So she,
I guess that the sense I had was that she came, I don't know, pretty close to saying that all of the bed frames made by Woody carrying the PC100 number were structurally the same, differed only with respect to the cloth, with respect to the fabric. I don't think she quite said it, but there's a sense that one could read this and say she's assuming that without quite saying that and without mentioning the word fusion. That's some evidence, right, that doesn't matter whether it was fusion instructions or Mersin instructions. it's the same structure as relevant to the claims.
Your Honor, if I were appellant at trial, I would try to string those suppositions together to make the argument you're making. But she never mentions the fusion. She never suggests that the fusion had the PC001 code. She also never says, and this is an important point where that chain
is,
you just...
Is that otherwise established or denied any evidence? Okay.
No. But the most important piece of the chain is that even if they did share the same code, that they shared all features.
Well, not all features, all relevant.
All relevant features, right? All relevant features.
One of them has a C at the end, and that one probably is, I don't know...
Fair enough. I wasn't trying to overstate.
Gray fabric or something.
Absolutely, Your Honor. I wasn't trying to overstate this. The point, though, is that if something, even if you prove the PC001 was a fusion, that that meant anything as to the connecting structure, the part we're talking about. It would not be uncommon. In fact, I think it would be the norm for a product code to have multiple products within it with different features. And in fact, Your Honor, it's interesting. One of the fights below that shouldn't have been resolved in summary judgment, and wasn't directly reflected in the court's decision, was the language, the Chinese language under the picture. And this is at 9744 is the fight, and the picture itself is at 8434. And Woody's itself said, and this is what appellees suggest the language should be translated to, strengthen the connection between the vertical rod and the foot of the bed. That is completely consistent with Apelli's theory that it was just a hole, unlike other connections, for example, at the corner of the bed, which were the hook and latch, that Woody itself recognized.
So, I mean, maybe strengthen the connection means, you know, hit that, you make sure that you get that, the two connectors connected properly, you know, as shown on the instructions. I think it's elements, what, 2 and 4.
From the fusion?
Yes, from the fusion instructions. I'm not sure I follow your argument.
My argument is that there was clearly, assuming you believe the translation that Apelles brought forward, and it was straight from Google, so it seems like at least it's plausible, that the Woody itself, the seller of the bed itself, was saying there's something wrong with the connection at the footboard. There's something wrong with what's happening here. They didn't comment about it at the headboard. They didn't comment about it anywhere else. They just said it there. So again, we get back to this notion that we're at summary judgment. We're not here trying to overturn a jury verdict.
Okay, but the thing that seems to me quite odd is that your client has witnesses who could have testified what the structure of the Mersenne bed was. And you didn't bring in any witness to say, no, the Mersenne bed doesn't have these connectors shown in the assembly instructions for the fusion bed.
My understanding, Your Honor, was that any witness... Sorry, Your Honor, I didn't mean to cut you off.
What you offer instead is speculation, that speculative testimony, that that's not the kind of connection that existed. You must have had witnesses who could have testified as to what the structure of the Mersenne bed was, but you didn't bring in any of those people in with declarations to support your opposition to summary judgment.
Respectfully, Your Honor, we did. We brought forward Ms. Hunting, who looked at a photograph from the inspection report.
But she didn't testify that she's familiar with the Mersenne bed and this is not the way the Mersenne bed is constructed.
I mean, you would have to assume that there was a witness that was focusing on the connection at the footboard from 10 years ago. The witness
you
that...
Maybe she's one of them, but you had witnesses who could have come in and testified that the structure of the Mersenne bed is not reflected in the fusion bed instructions.
Your Honor, we could have, but on the other hand, this is summary judgment, and there's not a single witness, not one witness from appellant, that came forward and said the Mersenne bed has this structure. They had Ms. Tan on the stand, and she didn't testify that it had this structure. They had Ms. Tan at deposition, and they could have asked her a simple question. Does this part of the fusion instructions, does that apply to the Mersenne bed as well? They didn't ask her that question. Why didn't they submit a single declaration saying, we looked at this, we know about this, we have this, and they're in the industry. They're over in China as well. We talked about their presence in China and the trade shows. They could have done exactly what Your Honor said. At least we had the witnesses talk about the picture. They didn't do any of that.
Okay. I think we're...
Yes, thank you, Your Honor.
...out of time here. We'll give you 2 minutes to rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Beichman?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is David Beichman, and I represent the appellees along with my co-counsel, Milord Kashishi. Excuse me. I've listened to this argument very carefully, and in fact, it's because this argument forms the backbone of the entire case position. And what I believe it was Justice Stoll correctly pointed out was the Agnes Tan testimony. This testimony is remarkably clear on the issue that there is only one bed in a box. The names that we've been talking about here, I respectfully submit are...
Suppose I thought it was actually not remarkably clear. That,
sure.
That it might, in fact, I mean, you could read it as assuming that, but never directly saying it, and also never specifically referencing fusion, but never quite saying every PC, is it PC 100 or PC 001?
PC 001, Your Honor.
PC 001, bed frame made by Woody's has the same footboard connector.
Right, and so I can address that, and thank you, Your Honor. It's a good question. And the reason why it's a good question is because the names Fusion, the names Mersin, and any of these other names are not going to be applied to the product by the factory. So when we deposed, and I went to Singapore, and we'll talk about that in a bit, when I deposed her, the name Fusion didn't mean anything to her. We talked about these things independent of the deposition, and she said, we've made, and this is what's on the record, as I think Your Honor pointed out, that all of the bed identifiers were PC001. They're simply a bed in a box. It says it on the carton, one piece, one carton. It says it on the PU instructions, bed in a box. And what Ms. Tan testified to is that since early as 2010, they being Woody Manufacturing, had sold this same PC001 bed in a box to folks in the United Kingdom. It was the same bed in the box that one customer who had ordered it called it Fusion. It was the same bed in the box.
Well, the instructions themselves called it Fusion, right?
That's correct, Your Honor. And the reason why the instructions call it Fusion is because there was testimony that the folks over in quality control, when they were shipping that order, there was an email from Peng DeFranco between, I believe it's a Huey Ping at the factory. Huey Ping said, we had to open one of the other Fusion beds to get an instruction manual to put in this headboard to ship to you because they wanted to see the instructions.
The problem I'm having is that you don't have any testimony at all that says the Mersin bed is the Fusion bed or that they're all the same. You don't even have testimony saying that that code, the bed in the box, the PC001 code, that applies to Fusion. So I feel like you're reading a lot into her testimony, which I have read. So where is this testimony that says, tell me specifically, where is the testimony that says that the Mersin and the Fusion are the same?
Sure.
Or even that Fusion is a bed in the box?
Sure. I believe that the reason we can say that without deeply reading into it, but simply looking at what Ms. Tan has testified to, is the fact that all of the beds in that factory are identified as a bed in a box. They're not identified.
Where is that in the testimony?
I can confer with my colleague as to, yeah, I believe that she did testify that that all of the bed in the box were referred to bed in the box, and they're so identified on the carton. For example, if you look at the carton on the Mersin box, there's a photograph of it on the record as well.
But what about Fusion? Again, you're suggesting that the Fusion instructions, per se, belong to the Mersin bed. And that
correct.
Fusion and the Mersin are one and the same.
Correct.
That's what you're suggesting. And but where is the testimony or any evidence to prove that, now bearing in mind that we're on summary judgment and inferences are supposed to be made in favor of the non-movement?
Right. And I spent a lot of time thinking about the inference issue because what's clear here is the inferences, there were no negative inferences made. The bed that's at issue here, the Mersin bed, was purchased by Mr. Lowry, the then patent expert and CEO, and that bed that he purchased had those Fusion instructions in there. They didn't just miraculously appear.
But there is contrary evidence from the opposing counsel side that says there was a witness who said oftentimes the wrong instructions are put in the box. So there's an inference there. There's something undermining your suggestion that just because the fusion instructions were in the MRSI box, they per se means the fusion bed and the MRSI bed are the same.
What defeats the testimony that sometimes, which is speculative and conjecture, there's no fact, is the email I referenced where Mr. Ping says from the factory where the bed is originated, packed, and shipped from, he says in an email to Peng DeFranco, who's with Jusama and Colin Lowry, he says, we've removed an instruction manual from one of our other existing beds, which is the instruction manual that says Fusion PU, bed in a box, and they've inserted it into the Mersin bed box.
Where's this email in the record?
I apologize. I'm going to confer with my co-counsel.
If you're going to make references in oral arguments, you ought to know where it is in the appendix.
I understand. I apologize, Your Honor.
That's ECF number 260.
ECF's help. JA's help.
Appendix 9950.
Thank you.
Apologize for that.
This is embedded in some legal memorandum?
That's correct.
Okay.
The email is in the email.
Is this the relevant shipment? I thought the relevant shipment was in 2012. This is an email, has a September 2011 date.
September 10, 2011, with the subject, one-piece packed bed assembly instruction manual.
Right, but that shipment, whatever that shipment was not the one the district court relied on, was it?
That was the one, again, where they're using the same, it's the only instruction manual they had.
No, but the question is,
sorry,
is this email relating to the shipment that we're talking about or to some other shipment?
This email is clearly related to to the shipment from on or around that date, which would be 2011. And Ping says,
shipment we're talking about is 2012?
Yes, Your Honor.
So it's not the same shipment?
No, but what we're talking about in answering Justice Stoll's question was whether or not there was any evidence showing that this instruction manual goes from one bed to another. And it says,
you're saying in another instance they retrieved the instruction manual from another bed and used it.
Because
that doesn't show that happened in the individual shipment we're talking about.
Because
and also it doesn't say it's a Mersin bed or that the instruction is a fusion instruction.
Again, that's because the factory just makes one bed in a box, and that's all they've ever made is one bed in a box. And on this email,
is that testimony that this that
I believe that was
Ms. Mersin are the same. Where is that? You said you were going to find that. Right.
Ms. Tan testified in her deposition that in fact it was Colin Lowry. I'll have the site for you. I apologize. It was Colin Lowry who in fact came up with the name Mersin bed. And it was always the customers who purchased the beds that identified what the name was, whereas at the factory, as Ms. Tan testified.
There's testimony in the record to that effect?
Yes, there is.
Where?
8447, perhaps? I'm looking at the Tan deposition at 8447. I'm not sure if that's what you're referring to, but...
So on page, appendix 8447, so this bed in a box, do you understand what the name Mersin full bed is? And the answer is, Mersin is a product of the Jusama, the item. They call it this name. Okay, so, and she says, because, and I say, I'm sorry, so Mersin is Jusama's name for the product? Yes. And then the PC001, whose name is that? That is the factory code. And then we talk about the...
And the factory mode for that particular model of bed, yes. So now we're back into uncertainty about whether there's more than one particular model with respect to the claim requirement that we're talking about, which is the footboard connection.
So what she says further is that just stands for, and I'm looking on page 19,
yeah,
that just stands for the style, the pattern, and the design. just to differentiate for the customer. Some people might like three stitching, but they're all the same constructions. Like this bed in the boxes, but only different on the stitching on the headboard. So I think that answer goes to both of the questions pending, where she completely testifies without...
but also without saying that PC001 is the factory code for the fusion.
I believe what she's...
Or saying that there is only one structure of all of the Woody PC001 beds.
She says that, in fact, she does at line 12, at any time is the...
Which page?
Strike that. I'm on page 19, and she says at line 8, but they are all the same constructions like the bed in the box, only different on stitching. And before that, she says on page 18, yes, the PC, I'd ask PC0011, she says that's the factory code. So within two pages of her deposition testimony, she's confirming that all of the bed-in-the-box products, of which there are one, are identified by PC001.
Is there any testimony that the Fusion is a bed-in-the-box?
The Fusion instruction manual itself says Fusion PU bed-in-the-box on the actual document. And they say, I believe the Fusion may even say bed in the box on the carton if we look at the photographs, but the carton certainly says one carton hyphen one box. But it does say it specifically on the Fusion instructions that were used by the district court, both in the blurry version and in the 2011 clear copy version, to examine the connections in the footboard headboard connectors.
Mr. Wolf made some reference to an issue concerning translation of the Chinese caption. Can you address that?
So
I wasn't quite sure whether he was saying there's something there that supports his view or just that it's neutral.
It's neutral in their view. In our view, it said something about strengthen the connection here. Because remember, this is a quality control report. And so after the bed's put together and they're jumping on the bed, sitting on the bed, and doing all of those things, they had said strengthen the connector. And that infers that there is a connector, and the connector can be seen.
But I thought maybe I was hearing Mr. Wolf say that there's some indication that there's a problem that needs to be solved. We better strengthen the connector. And I would, you know, to me, that fits with the notion that it's in a hole, which strikes me as highly implausible for the central beam of a bed with a fairly narrow footboard.
Right, and I think it's implausible more so because why would you have different connectors on opposite ends of the bed, but one instruction that says insert head and foot the same? But in turning to the specific issue of the language, arguably strengthening a connector could refer to a number of things.
Does it say strengthen a connector or does it say strengthen the connection?
Connection. Strengthen the connection. I apologize. When the language, if interpreted correctly, says strengthen the connection, that could mean a host of things. Number one, if the U bracket is bolted with two bolts, put an extra bolt. Or if the L tab that's welded, which you can clearly see in the photograph, the welding there, needs to be strengthened or whatever, or repositioned, whatever the case may be, to add additional support to that location. But there's nothing that says, nowhere since 2016 that we've been looking at this patent before this court now three times, we've never come across an issue, this sudden issue of, well, now there's a difference in the connector.
Do you have any testimony explaining why this photograph doesn't show a hole?
Why it doesn't show a hole?
Yes. I mean, because I see both sides here. I can see a hole.
Well, I think
and
if you're
I can on... also see what you're talking about. So my question is, you know, it seems like it's a genuine issue of fact. So how do I resolve that? Because I look at it and I see both possibilities.
I think if Your Honor looks at the picture carefully, you can see that the bed is in its connected state. The bed is assembled in that photograph. And then it would defy logic that if looking at that photograph where appellant identifies what they think is a hole, why would the longitudinal bar be sitting on top of it? It would be inserted. Think about it this way. You would not be able to see a hole if in the constructed state the longitudinal bar was actually inserted into the hole. That would just defy.
Testimony to that effect?
No, Your Honor, just the pictures and the instruction manuals that say insert the headboard and the footboard connections in the exact same way. Instruction number 6 on all of the instruction manuals that have been submitted to the court.
Is there anything in the record that gives a particular dimension, which is to say the thickness of the footboard? I didn't see it.
The thickness of the footboard? No, I don't recall.
Right, presumably it's 60 inches long, because that's queen size bed,
right?
And it's maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 inches or something.
In height.
Thickness, which seems to me to have something to do with the plausibility of saying you're just going to put the central beam in a hole without attaching it in any way.
Right, and that would also make sense given that they are relatively thin if you just look at them. I don't have the data, but it wouldn't make sense by the same token to have separate ones.
Why isn't the right thing to do here to say that on the evidence presented, you can't say that there is no tribal issue of fact, but perhaps on remand, a quite targeted bit of extra testimony might conclusively resolve this, either more directly from Woody. Did you make only one structure bed at the time that included maybe full stop, or experts or something who would say highly improbable that you would have a hole connection, or look at this photograph, the lighting tells us that whatever. But
the reason
the current record, we're left with things that at least leave me saying, you know, I'm sort of speculating about things I can imagine being out there as facts in the world, but I don't know them.
The reason why that's not needed and that's not the case, and I respectfully take a different turn on this, is that as the judge pointed out in the district court's ruling, the evidence provided by Ms. Tan was uncontroverted. Nobody challenged it, and there was an opportunity for Zionists. Nobody challenged or disputed the authenticity of the documents that Ms. Tan testified to, the testimony that she gave, and the instruction manuals that she provided. Nobody challenged those. They were accepted for what they were, but instead, what we see in the opposition to the summary judgment is this appointment of these new quote-unquote experts who base their declarations on pure speculation. Cindy Hunting starts her declaration with the words, it is impossible to tell how this connects, but I think it's a hole. That's that evidence compared to the testimony that PC001 bed in the box.
Just tell me if I'm thinking about this wrong. It seems to me there are two questions. One is, what do you make of the photograph? Let's assume that that's just neutral because you can't tell. Then the other question, indeed the primary basis, is this question. How do we know, for summary judgment purposes, that the 2011 fusion instructions were instructions that described the Mersin bed? There's different names. It's undisputed what the 2011 instructions show. They do show a fourth connector. But it's not clear that for purposes of your invalidity defense, which was not a prior art publication defense as resolved, it was an on sale bar defense, which meant that the actual beds shipped in 2012 had this feature. And the question is, isn't there a disputed issue of fact about whether the instructions were for that product?
My answer to that question is undeniably there's not a disputed issue of fact because of the email confirming that we're taking this instruction manual out and putting it in this Mersin bed to ship it to you, so you have an instruction manual.
Mersin bed. In fact, we don't even know it's a Mersin bed.
We know
it's a year earlier or 6 months earlier.
I'm sorry. We know that Woody Furniture Manufacturing made one bed in a box. It was always the bed in a box.
That's line 12 of mini page 19 at 8447.
Correct. And Ms. Tan also testified that all of these beds were the same construction.
Line 6.
So we know that right away. And again, addressing the point of sharp practice, Judge Wilson had ordered us to take depositions of foreign nationals in 10, 12 days, I think it was, something like that. And I immediately got on a plane, flew to Singapore, and met with these people and begged and pleaded with them to sit for a deposition. It was highly unusual for them to find themselves in this situation. And so the very day when I flew back to the United States And they said, okay, we'll do it, but we're only going to do it on Wednesday, and this is a Sunday. We gave notice. That's all the time we had to arrange a court reporter, et cetera. I'm not offended, but it's bothersome that this would be called sharp practice. We were working with the tools we had. And we even provided a telephone line and said, hey, if you can't be here, we'll get you there. Appendix citation.
I think we're about out of time. Unless there are further questions by my colleagues. Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Mr. Wolf, so please address page 8447, which does seem to be testimony that there was only one factory bed of the same construction, that customers use different names, and why isn't that sufficient to establish that the fusion instructions are the same as the Mersin instructions?
Your Honor, let me start answering that question by turning you to 8432. And this is a document from, this is the inspection report, the middle of the inspection report. And there was an implication that somehow appellees controlled the name of the bed, or that they were deciding what to call things, and it was kind of beyond the purview of appellants. If you look at the second column, third row, for example, you see this is going from Woody to appellees. You see item, Mersin queen bed.
Okay, but you're not answering my question. I'm asking about the testimony on 8447, which seems to say there's one factory bed. It had the PC001 code, and the customers call the bed different things.
But, Your Honor, my point is the customers weren't the ones calling the bed different things. We see a physical document
that's
here.
That's perfectly consistent with the customer asking that the name that they applied to the bed be put on the box.
Even assuming that's correct, Your Honor, we still get to the fundamental question that then Fusion, let's assume that my client was the one that called it Mersin. Fusion was what they called it, undisputedly. And there's not a single question. Is Fusion the same as Mersin?
Yes. I just want to know if you agree with Judge Dyke's characterization of this testimony.
I do not, Your Honor.
Can you explain why?
Because there's no suggestion that A, Fusion is PC001, and B, when she says, and the factory code for that particular model of bed, answer yes, I read the rest of that testimony as talking about that particular model of bed. So that testimony is about the ways that particular model varied, and it varied based on the fabric and the stitching, and that's what the C means.
What about the page 19 testimony where she says, just to differentiate for different customers, some people might like three stitching, but they're all the same construction, like bed in the box, but only different on the stitching on the headboard. Can we understand that to mean that all of the boxes made in that plant are the same, they're all bed in the box, or at least that all bed in the box constructions are the same structure?
I don't think that's, even, there's contrary evidence, but even putting that aside, I don't think that's the fairest reading of this testimony.
Why is that not a fair reading?
Because I think she's only being asked about PC001. And she says it's a particular model, and then they go on. I think that would be an awfully thin read to base summary judgment.
She says on page 17, this is the bed in the box that we called it, the bed in the box item. And she says that's the factory code. When you see PC001 means all parts of the rest of the bed are contained inside the headboard. Yes, correct. And you zip it up. So she seems to be saying that there's one factory bed and it bears that code. And so what is the contrary evidence to that?
The contrary evidence, I mean, we can simply look at, if we look at in the opinion itself, if we look, there's two pictures, I think it's 828, but let me get to it. Yes, if you look at 828 in the opinion itself, there's two photos. One is of the Fusion.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Page what?
828, Your Honor,
Thank you, sir.
We see at the top the picture from the Fusion assembly instructions. The obviously what would comply with the claims, and we see the flanged connector that's to go to the headboard. Whatever you think of the picture below it, it is not that structure. There is no way that there are flanges to the east and west, the right and left of the hole, whatever you want to call it. So we know that there are two different structures, whether they meet or don't meet the claims. But more fundamentally, fusion...
Why no way? I mean, why couldn't it be, you know, under the...
Well, remember, your, well, I guess if they could... But remember, there was testimony, undisputed testimony, from Ms. Honey to Mr. Lee, that if there were flanges underneath, you would see them. That you would see the
Yeah, but she also testifies impossible to tell from the photographs, and she goes on to give testimony which sounds speculative as to what the photos show. If
she said
why
sorry.
Isn't the district judge entitled to conclude, or why on appeal with de novo review we're not entitled to conclude, okay, the photographs don't show anything. They don't show evidence one way or the other, but the testimony is that there was one factory model. The structure was the same except for the stitching, and that it was labeled PC001. And there's no contrary testimony to that, right?
There is literally no testimony whatsoever that the fusion assembly, about the fusion assembly instructions at all, about the word fusion. And there's no dispute by appellants
You're not answering my question.
I'm sorry.
There is no contrary testimony that the factory produced different models, right?
There's no testimony about that topic one way or the other. Correct. Yes, there's no contrary.
From this testimony, this is the only testimony that that bears on the question of whether the factory produced a single model.
And I think the fairest inference, if I were to be talking to a jury right now, I would say the fact that the factory called their bed fusion. They put the word fusion assembly instructions on the title of the instructions, and yet the witness never said a word about those instructions, that is, I would at least ask the jury to infer that suggests that there were, in fact, multiple beds, the fact that she wasn't asked about it, and the fact that they clearly, I believe they show different structures as 828.
Can I ask you?
Yes, Your Honor.
So your view is that the photo itself is evidence undermining the fact that the instructions for fusion apply to Mercer. Right?
That's right. That's what Ms. Hunting said. It's most likely the case.
Okay, and then my second question is, do you know if there's any testimony saying that the PC001 includes fusion?
We scrubbed the record the last 3 days, Mr. Nishimoto, Mr. Park, and myself. We did not find a single reference, not one reference, to PC101 with regard to fusion. And we didn't see it claimed by appellant. We didn't see it below. We don't believe it does apply to fusion. I just don't have any proof of it. I just have the absence of evidence to point here to.
Can I just ask, so if you're looking at the photo?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the hole down below the bar where the white is and then kind of some dark color to the left, or is the bar in a hole? And
no.
Then what, if so, what is this structure or what's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
The bar?
So, Your Honor, you can actually see a little bit of the arrow coming from the lower left pointing up to that, what we say is the hole. It's yeah. Kind of, and that arrow is coming from the Chinese we were talking about that said strengthen the connection. So our supposition, and it's a supposition, but it seems plausible, is that this is an inspection report. These are not assembly instructions. This is someone saying this is what's good and bad about the bed. And they're pointing out the fact that this hole isn't good enough, that we need to strengthen the connection.
Is it disputed that the photograph shows an assembled part of the bed frame?
Oh yeah, it's definitely, there are many.
So what is your view of how that connection is being made? Is the hole not visible because the bar is already in it? In which case, what's going on beneath?
No, the hole is visible, Your Honor, if I could. So this is, I'm holding up a cup for the record. So, and I'm trying to get the right angle. The hole is here. The bar is sitting on top of it, and they're saying that's not good enough.
How did the bar sit on top of the hole? Wouldn't it fall down?
No, you can see that there's a lip to the cup, Your Honor, and that's what Ms. Hunt testified. You see the bottom lip? It's just resting on top of the hole. They're saying this isn't good enough. There's a hole here. You just stick the bar in the hole, and we need to strengthen the connection. That's what the comment is.
Do you get what I'm confused about?
I'm not sure.
I expected the bar to go into that cup, if that's the hole.
It will.
And then I wouldn't see the white space.
Right, exactly. When assembled, the bar goes into the, and you wouldn't see it.
You said this was assembled.
No, it's not assembled. I'm sorry if I misspoke.
Oh.
This is showing the bar is sitting just above the hole.
So what in the record tells us that it's uncertain whether this is a picture of an assembled bit? I think it was not, at least to my ears, it was not an unimportant piece of what Mr.
Your Honor,
said, this was assembled.
The inspection.
The judge says another photo of the inspection report shows the assembled connection and then cites the Lori deposition for that proposition.
But if you cite those pages, that is not assembled. In fact, you can just look, and I'm holding up the assembly. You can see that some of these pictures are assembled and some are not. I mean, this is an inspection, again, not an assembly. So it's our understanding is, and Ms. Hunting's understanding looking at it, is that the bar was sitting just above the hole, showing the hole. That was the point of the picture.
What is allowing the bar to stay there? Friction?
It looks to me like there's a lip to the cup, to the plastic cup.
But in your view, this is not showing the way that this would be used by a person lying on the bed, because you would need to drop the bar down.
You would just
put it in the hole.
You would plug it in. That's right.
Okay. That's your view.
And I think that's why the caption is relevant and important, because they're pointing out what's going on in the picture. But
and you didn't have any information about the thickness of the footboard?
We do. We have some, Your Honor, that...
In the record?
Yes. Ms. Hunting testified. And remember, the district court disregarded Ms. Hunting's testimony because it said she didn't consider the instructions.
What did she testify the thickness was?
Yeah. She testified that it was about an inch, the cup, the hole was about an inch deep in the footboard. That's what it appeared to her, that it was about an inch deep hole.
Oh, but we don't actually have a kind of a dimension.
That's the only thing in the record, Your Honor. But we do have an inch deep is the estimate of what we're looking at. For the white is the back of the hole, and the testimony was that that's most likely a thin sheet of plywood at the back of the hole, and that's what you're seeing white, and that's about an inch back from the face of the footboard.
Is the Lori testimony that's cited in the district court's opinion in the appendix here?
Some of it is, and I would absolutely invite the court to read it because it does not.
Where is it? Where is the page 3 of this testimony that the judge cites as showing that it was an assembled bed?
Which are you talking about? Footnote 46?
Footnote 68.
Oh, I might have been thinking of it.
The judge says another photo of the inspection report shows the assembled connection, and he cites it at 3, which is the Lori deposition at 3.
I don't believe that's in the record, Your Honor, that site. I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about a different footnote. I thought you were talking about the footnote at 75, but I don't believe that's in the record, but I don't know that for a fact.
There are some Lori deposition
there are,
excerpts
yes.
Starting at 7354.
I mean, obviously, I reread the Lori in the record, and I don't recall seeing that testimony, but I can't confirm that sitting right here.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Colleagues have questions. Thank you. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.
Thank you.